Now you have been here for quite some time, and have you been invited to some homes or parties?
Like I said before, we've met a lot of really cool people, and they've invited us all over the city to see the sights. We've been to bars a quite large amount of the time, but we've also been to numerous dinners with various people. And the nightlife in the city is just amazing. Like, see...
You did not expect that, right?
No. In America, you never see people just dancing outside in a plaza. But here, just everywhere you look, everywhere there's space, practically, you see a group of dancing people all outside, all just enjoying each other.
Yeah, especially during summertime. Most of them are middle-aged women,
yeah.
I guess.
I think one of the cool things, too, is how there's, like, just... all these like mini markets, these vendors selling all this different fruit or all this different
barbecue
food, all this different commodities. It's just like, wow, you don't ever see that in America.
Mm-hmm. I understand that young guys like cool things and cool people. What kind of cool guys have you met here in Hefei City, Anhui Province?
What kind of cool people?
Yeah.
There's this very cool guy named Jerry who lives at the bottom of our hotel. He's been really nice to us. We go into his store every day. He actually brushed up on his English just to be able to talk to us and to invite us out to tea and to dinner. And that's... you say, what cool people have you met? Every single person we've met here has been just really friendly and really awesome. So I'd have to name you every single person we've encountered to name all the cool people.
There's one thing about the... Virginia Tech in China program that the Chinese, our Chinese colleagues came up with was to assign a Chinese student from USTC to every one of our students. So every one of our students has sort of their own, you could call it a cultural consultant or a TA, a teaching assistant, or they're volunteers. And it's been incredible the contact that has actually brought about. So they have friends, and then so they go with them, and then their friends meet our students, and then their friends take our students out too, and that's sort of just, it's sort of grown into a really nice sort of contact that maybe not wouldn't have happened as much if this program hadn't been that way. So that's been a really nice part of the program. And we've also got another sort of innovation in this education abroad course, in that we've got the last week is going to be an internship where all the students go out to these companies, Chinese companies, and work for about 4 days. And also the Office of Public Affairs has assigned different students again to take them out there, to sort of guide them out there. So, which means they're getting a whole new group of people, meet a whole new group of people again. So there's a lot of contact.
Yeah, that's true. There are also some Chinese students who are involved in this program too, right?
In the HELP program, I met many fabulous students from USTC, and we really enjoy the progress. We talk with guys and girls from America, and we really enjoy all those times, and we also very love to help them in study and also get a very good understanding of our culture and, you know, everything.
We just got some feedback from the students, and every one of them said they really like the Chinese TAs, that they really had the sitting in class, you don't have to disrupt the class, you just lean over and ask somebody. It's a very natural thing. Also, we've had some students go with us on excursions to Nanjing, Ma'anshan, and also way down to Huangshan, to Yellow Mountain. And they were right there with us the whole way, and it was amazing. By the time you get back after 2 days, 2.5 days, you really get to know each other. Somebody said, one of the American students, maybe was that you, Matt, said, I've gotten to know these Chinese students better than I ever thought I could get to know a Chinese person before I came here. So that's a huge success.
I'm quite interested in dorms back in the States. We used to see various kinds of dorms from movies, Hollywood movies. So what about your dorms here at USTC?
The first thing I noticed about the dorms here is that they're quite a bit older than in the United States. But the advantage here that I never had in the US was the room itself was significantly bigger, and we had our own bathroom in the dorms. In the US, you usually have one bathroom that 40 people on the floor have to share.
Actually, Jamie said they don't have dorms. It actually is being used as a dorm. It was a hotel that USTC, as they've opened up their summers to courses for summer schools, they've had to find more dormitory room. So they've actually incorporated some former hotels. So our students lucked out and got some really nice hotel rooms. And they've got, like, they're nice. They have, it's all air conditioned and they have their own bathrooms. And it's just really pretty sweet.
You said you've been to some cool places here in the city.
Well, we went to Lord Bowes Park. You probably heard of that one.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice. We one of the greater parts of that trip was when we took a boat out on the river there and just kind of floated around looking at the shore, all the pretty sights, the temple there. And then we got to see Lord Bao in gold. And the park itself was really clean. I was impressed because in China, it's different than in the U.S. Because in the U.S., unless you're in like New York or something, you have to go outside the city to find the park. And Hefei is different in that you just go a block, and Shanghai as well, you just go a block and you find yourself in a park. That doesn't happen often in an American city.
So, where else?
We went to, I guess, the center of town, where there's just a bunch of shops, like Nike, all these world brand shops, and just lights everywhere, and there's like a temple. I don't know where we were. I think that was when we went to a dinner with some of the parents of one of our friends, but...
Huoguo.
Huoguo.
Hotspot?
Yeah.
I'm thinking something different.
This is
like the center of town where it's just like a walkway. There was a movie theater. We just seeing all the people and just all the lights is something you don't see. It's very rare in America. Only probably Las Vegas and New York City. There's definitely a nightlife here. I mean, if you go to taking out New York City, because that city never sleeps. But most cities are pretty calm when it comes to 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, I was just going to add that we all love KTV.
Really?
Yeah, karaoke doesn't really work that way in America, but we really enjoyed rocking out with our Chinese friends one night.
Which songs? You know, last time I went to karaoke with some American friends, and they were singing ABBA's for the whole night. They don't even know.
Yeah.
Wait, so, ABBA?
ABBA?
I know ABBA.
What about the Dancing Queen?
Yeah, Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
So which songs did you pick when you went to KTV last night?
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
We picked a bunch of stuff. I was actually very surprised in that there was a lot of American music on the on the playlist. I was thinking just a couple of, like, you know, really popular singers. And
did you do Lady Gaga, tell him?
No, I looked for Lady Gaga, but I couldn't find it.
He was devastated.
I was pretty upset. Yeah. No Lady Gaga.
During summertime, we usually go out and try crayfish. Have you tried crayfish here?
I've seen it on the streets, and I've wanted to try it, but I've been a little bit psyched out. Yeah, a little bit hesitant to try it, because I don't know, like, how to deal with the shell. I'm trying to try at least everything one time when I've been here, and I think I've done a good job so far, so maybe next time I see that, I'll have to try it out. But we haven't tried that yet, but in a similar place, they had crayfish on one side, and then they had grills, like, right on the street. You could just pull up a chair, and I had the best fish I've actually ever had in my life, just cooked up in about 5 minutes. On the side of a street at just a similar vendor. So I'm sure the crayfish is amazing too.
What about girls? Have you tried something different here?
We're not as adventurous as the guys are, that's easy to say. But I definitely had some soup and I found fish in it, and I was kind of didn't keep eating it because I was scared of the fish. But I definitely have, like, eaten foods that I wouldn't have eaten, like, back home. I've definitely, like, tried some new food.
Well, I know which one it was. It was that soup where you said, you were sitting next to me and you said, what are those eyes in my soup?
Yeah.
They were those little fish.
I thought they were noodles, and I had to ask him, and he told me they were fish, and so I was just
They
like,
were fish with little, with their little fish heads still on, but they're just little ones, and they're cooked through, so you just eat them whole like that. But Julianne wasn't having any more little eyeballs.
No, but there's some very delicious food. A lot of the meat is different from what I'm used to because they eat like every single part of the animal here. And at home, I'm used to eating like fillets or like hamburgers where like there's not all this fat or bones. And so been something different to get used to. But I've definitely had plenty of food and I've never starved. So consider myself doing well.
So you've tried several bites of China already.
Oh, definitely.
So, Professor Hover, are you going to bring some more students back here next summer vacation?
Absolutely. That's the plan. We're trying to make this program sustainable. This group of students is going to really play a big role in that. It's amazing how the group has worked so well together. So what I'll do is when we go back, I'll just ask them come over to my house, and my wife and I will throw a Chinese party again like we did when we first got together. And then we'll invite people who are interested from Virginia Tech to come around, and then you guys can just do just like you're doing right now. Just tell them, hey, we had this kind of... It's interesting. Did you notice just from this interaction, we've like got the gourmet, and we've got the sort of the tree climber, that's Jonathan. Garrett's the gourmet. How would you characterize yourself on the...
Sarcastic.
Yeah, and you like to laugh a lot too. You're a humorous guy. Jamie's the movie star, as we mentioned before. Julianne, I can always get a hold of Julianne if I need to contact the group. Julianne's got her telephone and she's always turned on, which is nice, you know, kind of a rock in the middle of a stormy sea. So yeah, it's been really nice group dynamics growing as well. We were lucky, we met a guy named Keith from Virginia Tech who had a lot of experience in education abroad. I sat next to him on the plane going from Roanoke to Detroit, the very first leg of our trip, and he was just telling me, well, it's really important that the group sort of become cohesive and work together. Well, Virginia Tech Hokies, if they're known for anything, they're known for sticking together. And this group has proven just that. It's been amazing.
Great.
I guess we didn't really get too much about how we've benefited as a group and as individuals from this trip, so I guess I can speak a little bit on that. So far, this trip has been really just all over the place, like with our travels, with our courses. We've had so much to handle, and yet I've felt like every step of the way we've just been finding ways to deal with everything and just enjoy ourselves. It's been definitely a good way of experiencing something completely different than we would get anywhere else. China is just an incredible country in that it's so big, there's so much different things you can see. You'll never run out of different kinds of people, different kinds of attractions or places to visit or anything like that. So I could definitely see myself wanting to be right back here a year from now after I get out of classes next summer, just because it's almost unfair for us that we come here for 6 weeks and get to start learning Chinese. And it's been really tough at first learning language while doing all these other great trips and excursions and wanting to hang out with all these friends. So it's like we need 6 more months at least to be able to say we did everything in China. And yeah, so it's been a great experience. And I think we've all learned how to, I guess, prepare ourselves for the unexpected, like when we went to Huangshan and ended up not having a hotel reservation after, what was it, 8 hours of hiking, and Paul was just having fits.
8 hours straight up is too much for a guy as old as I am.
Yeah. What time did we get up that morning? 6 a.m. Rode the bus with an insane bus driver who almost drove us off forklifts or into other buses. I don't understand how they can whip around those corners.
So keep practicing Chinese, guys, and come back sometime in the future.
For sure.
Definitely.
Can't wait.
And it's really great to have you all here today in our studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you all.
So,
谢谢你.
不用谢. 不客气.
Wow, 再见.
That's
great. 再见, China, wow. America.